Just one very interesting halakha that is brought down by Shulchan Aruch in Siman Vav. There Maran goes through an elaborate interpretation of the beracha of Asher Yatzar. It's a very interesting halakha in the sense that it really just is an interpretation of a blessing. It really isn't a halakha of permissible or forbidden or what is supposed to be done. It's very uncharacteristic like of Maran to just give you a pirush to a certain prayer that we say. That must indicate to us the importance of saying the beracha of Asher Yatzar when one relieves himself when one comes out of the bathroom. If Maran spent the time to explain it to us elaborately, obviously there must be significance. So we'll just go through some of the main points that Maran said in that halakha. Number one, Asher Yatzar et ha'adam bechokhmah. God created the human being bechokhmah. So Maran gives several interpretations what the chokhmah is. Some say the wisdom is how God created a human being with holes all over his body, but he is still able to maintain the air in him. Unlike a balloon, where if you make a pinhole in it, it loses all its air. Human beings can hold the air inside of them, even though there is all holes. That is tremendous chokhmah. And the fact that God created Adam last, after the world was set for him, that is also chokhmah. Imagine if Adam was created on day one, he'd have to wait a few days till he can get something to eat. So therefore, Borei Olam created Adam bechokhmah by putting him at the end of creation, so to speak, where the table was set for him. Ubara bo nekabim nekabim haludim haludim refers to the nekabim of the outside holes, for example, the nostrils, the mouth, the ears, and for that matter, the bowels, the front and the back. Halulim, halulim refer to the internal organs that have holes, for example, the ventricles of the heart, the lungs, the stomach, the intestines. And basically what we're saying in that beracha is that God forbid, if they malfunction, meaning if they open when they shouldn't, or they close when they shouldn't, then we wouldn't be able to exist even for one moment. And then we end the beracha by saying, Baruch Ata Hashem, Rofe Chol Basar. God, you are a doctor. Going to the bathroom is definitely a healing. Of course, we understand if a person wasn't be able to relieve himself from the waste, it is poisonous. And Chas v'Shalom, a person would die from the toxins that stay in his body. So every time one goes to the bathroom, it's a medical procedure that he just endured. And therefore we say, Rofe Kol Basar, God, you give a healing. Umafli la'asot, God, your actions are indeed wondrous. The Rama explains, what's the wonder that we're referring to over here? So he says the fact that God is able to intertwine a physical and a spiritual together. Now these are opposites. It's like two opposite magnets. And in this case over here, they attract. The spiritual and the physical are different levels. And God's able to combine them together to make a human being. And therefore the beracha should be said at least with this basic kavanah.